Ms. Dooley is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. This is a homeowners association in the West Valley. How many homes in your organization?
Phil, we have at present 57 homes. We're starting a new phase in early July, and I have been the homeowners association president there for the last 5 years.
Tell me what happened in regard to the other homeowners. This is a landscaping question.
It started out as a tribute from my husband to a wife, and in the process, we have been made to feel dirty. We've been made to feel immoral. My husband has a very successful, a wildly successful landscaping business, and he specializes in topiaries.
And we should explain to people what a topiary is. It's
a bush or a shrub that is trimmed to look like a shape.
All right. So if anybody's been to Disneyland, they see the bush that's trimmed to look like Mickey Mouse.
Yes, or different animals.
Swans and bears. So it's a bush that you can trim, and that's called a topiary, a plant that's made to it's almost like art, right?
It really is, and it does take a lot of skill. It takes visual interpretation as well. It does take some art training. And my husband wanted to give me a tribute on our 18th wedding anniversary, and he used two of the bougainvillea bushes in front of our house. And I want to say, Mr. Hendry, at this time, because I'm still really, I think I'm a little bit vulnerable from what's been happening. We did not intend this to be, I'm sure my husband did not intend this to be, anything the least bit salacious or improper.
All right, I'm willing to believe you. Your husband carved these bushes to look like a part of your body, is that correct?
Well, let me say that I had gone in for another augmentation on my breasts. I had had one back in 1999, and I went in for one more breast augmentation, and he had trimmed these bushes. They're bougainvillea bushes. They have a red flower in the shape of my breasts, and he used the red flower to indicate a certain part of the body. I can assure you that we never intended, nor do we intend, for this to be anything other than what it is, a husband who loves his wife and is paying tribute, and thank God he still appreciates me physically after all these years.
All right, and that's fair enough. The problem started, though, when you got calls from neighbors, correct?
Well, here is where I think the problem is. I'm the Homeowners Association president. As such, all final landscape changes and landscaping decisions go through me. I determine pretty much, while consulting with our CC&Rs, what is allowed. And I did make the decision. It does deviate from our CC&Rs, but here's what I want to say.
Okay, so you're admitting your husband shaping these bushes into this topiary representing your breasts is technically a violation of your CC&Rs?
But here's what I want to say. First of all, I understand if people are shocked by it, but in any other situation, I would not approve of it. But this is different. I am... there's so many women. I think a lot of this is jealousy, Phil, a lot of the women. But I am in very good physical shape. And so it's not as if you're looking at a topiary of something that is unattractive.
Well, what if other neighbors, what if other husbands, you see what I'm saying, wanted to do this?
Well, that just doesn't compute. I mean, there's really, and what you're saying doesn't really make sense.
Why does it make sense? If there was another man in your neighborhood who wanted to, who trimmed the bushes in the front of his house into a topiary that looked like his wife's breasts, why couldn't he do that?
Well,
I don't understand your question, Mr. Man. This is Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
I don't understand.
make any sense. There are no other really, there are no other women in this neighborhood that...
Ms. Dooley, are you saying you're the only woman with breasts that are worthy of being, you know?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense. Yes, I am. I'm in very good shape. And you should see a lot of the women here. They're wonderful women. Don't get me wrong, but they're not what I would call the kind of woman that an artist is going to sit down and put paint to canvas on, and that's all.
All right, I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. They are the president and recording secretary of the Western States Homeowners Association. Some 57 homes in the West Valley of Los Angeles. Rather high-end neighborhood, isn't it, Ms. Dooley?
Phil, our largest homes, yes, are 8,000 square feet. The prices range now up to $3.5 million for our homes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a pretty nice neighborhood, but you have 57 homes, and your husband shaped some bougainvillea?
Bougainvillea, yeah.
Bougainvillea bushes to look like your breasts. Now, when you say the red bougainvillea flower indicates a certain part, we don't have to be... I think I know what you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes. But it's not salacious, Phil.
All right, and so the homeowners found it offensive. They wanted you to change it. You won't do it. And your argument is that because you're a homeowners association president, you make the final landscaping decisions.
That's correct, Phil, and also because my husband does have a wildly successful landscaping business. He knows what he's doing. This isn't some mow and blow that comes in and hacks your rose bushes to pieces.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. And the big question that I have, you know, people are very creative with their homes, and I understand that. Children, okay? It always comes back to the children, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Phil, yes. But I can tell you that even to say for a moment that this is going to scandalize children, I understand how it could scandalize children. But I'm the Homeowners Association president, and I told the other homeowners, if your children are upset or if they think that Miss Dooley, you know, their house, her breasts are on the front lawn, you know, in the topiary, you explain to them that this is the president of our Homeowners Association. She is deserving of respect. She is deserving to a degree of tribute. And that, you know, I do this job without pay. You can go to Washington, D.C., and I'm not saying I'm Abraham Lincoln, but what I am saying is you can go to Washington, D.C., you can see the Lincoln Memorial, you can see the Washington Monument. I'm the Homeowners Association president. And what is wrong with my husband creating a monument to me?
They're your breasts, though. That's what I'm talking about. You know,
it is not anything salacious. It is not any. I totally understand, Phil, about the children, and I don't want them scandalized. But my body, as the result of a great fitness regimen, and I have had two breast augmentations, I'm in very good shape. And I'm 39 years of age, and I look really good, and I think...
She really does, Ms. Rennie.
So I think you're really kind of barking up the wrong tree. If you want to talk about it being inappropriate, let's talk about these women who are so fat it's frightening. They think they're hot. They wear pants that are way too tight. They think they're 15 years old and they have the thong pulled up in the back. Oh, my God. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to express to this lady she needs to get over herself really quick, and she's very self-absorbed, and it's not all about you, sweetheart. It's really not. I am hot.
I never
and
said
sexy.
That it was. I never said
I have,
that it was.
I have beautiful breasts.
Well, look, you're talking about yourself, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm going to go shape some bushes to look like my boobs.
My husband did this. I didn't. And he did it as a tribute to me.
I'm sure he did. But we don't all need to see that.
Well,
I mean, I have hot breasts, but I don't go outside and flash them or shape my bush in front of my house or shape a bush in front of my house the size and the long shape of my husband's
You know something? First of all, you said to me that it isn't all about me, and since you started your phone conversation, it's been all about you. Isn't that interesting?
I think it's very interesting.
No, I know. You know what? I know that I'm hot. I have hot breasts, but I know that, and I'm not that insecure to go shape a bush the size of my breast.
Let me jump in, ladies. First of all, I don't care personally as a neighbor, as an adult neighbor, but if my kid's walking down the street and there's like breasts and, you know what I'm saying, Bobby?
Exactly.
So I understand, and I thought I addressed that. In any other situation, I would agree with you, but I am the president of the Homeowners Association, and if the children are told by their parents, that's Ms. Dooley's house, she is our president. And plus, my husband...
Oh, please. So we're supposed to respect you and bow down to you because you're the president? If anything, you should be embarrassed.
I don't know. Why am I
You're representing the Homeowners Association in that way? How embarrassing.
How is that embarrassing that a husband loves his wife to the point where he pays
That's great. So does it mean he has to throw you down on the lawn and make love, sweet love to you in front of everybody?
Oh, my God. That's not what he's doing. It is a beautiful topiary. It is a beautiful expression, artistic
I'm sure
expression.
It is, but maybe if it was in your backyard, that would be a different
what about
situation.
What about in the backyard?
It wouldn't be appropriate there because I am the president of the Homeowners Association. And I know you're thinking that I'm an exhibitionist. I'm not. But people do need to see some sign that our home is where I live.
Are you saying
you're obviously looking for some attention. You need some type of attention to do that.
I don't
need
any attention.
You're drawing attention to yourself. And I'm, you know, I'm no jokes. I'm being honest. I wouldn't appreciate you being my neighbor.
Lisa, I
am trying... And having my two little kids run around and go, Mom, what's that? And, you know, why does the bushes look like boobs?
And you can say to them, that's Ms. Dooley's house. She's our Homeowners Association president.
So that makes it okay?
In that instance, yes, it does.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Because you're the president?
Why does that make it okay? Because you're the president.
I brought up the fact that in Washington, D.C., there's a monument to Jefferson, there's a monument to Lincoln.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question.
I'm saying that people who lead us often have some monument or some kind of physical expression to their position.
All right, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, you know, and now you have these carved breasts?
You know, I don't need to be laughed at. I'm a mother of three sons, and I certainly don't. And all she's done is talk about how big her breasts are, so...
No, but I don't have to throw myself out there. My husband knows behind closed doors
Do you know how many children are listening right now? And you got into the graphics of saline and all of this?
I don't
saline.
Remember her.
You're the one with saline. I don't have saline.
What do you have?
Natural breasts. Natural, full breast. God bless me. I have two beautiful boys and a sexy husband. And
okay.
The Lord bless me.
And that's good. And you have large breasts, but
and
if
I'm
they're
sorry
not,
that you had to
well,
go
if
and
natural,
some breasts
not,
to fulfill your needs, but you don't need to
this.
See your bushes.
The problem is this. If you have large natural breasts, you've got those ungodly stretch marks from your shoulders.
No,
oh,
actually,
oh.
I don't.
Oh.
I have perky breasts. I can...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Look.
And my breastfed.
All right, listen. Lisa, thank you for your call. Ms. Dooley, hang on. 1-800-449-8686. This is a controversy that's going on at a homeowners association. She, her husband, carved a topiary, which is a bush that one trims to look like an animal. It can look like a person. Her husband carved two bougainvillea bushes to look like her breasts out in the front yard. And because she's the homeowners association president, she feels she has the right to have this displayed out there, even with children walking down the street. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association on being a homeowners association president, being a thankless job, an unpaid job. Why shouldn't she get some kind of a tribute, some kind of a physical marker to her position? It's the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley joins me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. What kind of a bush do you use for a topiary?
Probably apple vine is very good.
Apple vine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you carved a topiary, which is a plant that is carved into the shape of a person or an object, and we've all seen these at public gardens. Perhaps we even have one in our own grounds. In the shape of your wife's breasts, what were you thinking when you did this with regard to children going down the street?
Well, like what Bobby said, it's the president of the homeowner says it's different because she gets respect.
Phil, I want to jump in. I think there's an old saying, evil is in the eye of the beholder. And the filthy minds that as soon as they see, and yes, my breasts are very lovely, and I had breast augmentation because unlike the last lady I talked to, I'm not living in denial. I'm not looking in the mirror and seeing Marilyn Monroe when in point of fact, staring back at me is that lady from the movie that Jack Nicholson was in where they got in the hot tub.
And you mean Kathy Bates?
Yes. If you've got Kathy Bates-style breasts and you think they're hot, oh boy. So,
all right, but again, you...
In any other situation, I would understand, and I would immediately demand that the homeowner, I would go over there myself and rip those bushes out of the ground. But as the Homeowners Association president, I felt because, A, I take good care of my body, my breasts are very lovely, and I'm the Homeowners Association president, so as a tribute, that's what I was talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Why do you hesitate? I'm just curious.
I hesitate because I...
So, we have a great many works of art that feature naked people.
Oh, that's a really good point, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. See, I saw that in Washington and when we went to Paris.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Cindy, go ahead. This is Cindy in Fountain Valley. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening, and it's just...
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so inappropriate
mm-hmm.
for somebody that's an adult to
mm-hmm.
need so much attention.
Well, I heard the other lady say that, so is there anything you want to tell me that's different? Because
well, wait
really...
a minute. I mean, I think that she's saying she's agreeing with her.
Totally. I think
okay.
it's way inappropriate. If you want to do art, you know, put it on a canvas and put it on your wall or cut up bushes and put them in your backyard, but you don't need, you know, how did you get to become the president of your association? You're not very
because
conservative.
We have a very beautiful community. I have re-landscaped. I put in all the Christmas lights. I redid our security gate. I'm the one that instituted the new landscaping rules. And my breasts are not foul and filthy.
That's great. It doesn't matter what you look like or whatever. It's so inappropriate. It's ridiculous. How did you ever become a president of an association? Don't other people have to pay into that? Don't other people have to pay into an association?
Don't other people decide?
I was elected as the Homeowners Association president in 1999, and we have held off three power grabs since then.
So what, you guys don't ever have new elections? Because I'm sure you'd be kicked out of the presidency if that was on my front yard and I was the president of an association.
Well, if you're weak and you let
people voted out.
Well, if you're weak and you let people push you around, I tell them, this is the home of the Homeowners Association president. Yes, those are her breasts.
Great, lady, it's ridiculous.
And we're talking with Bobby and her husband about this topiary that her husband carved in the front yard out of two bougainvillea bushes that look like your breasts. You are not going to remove these, even though it is a violation of your own landscaping rules. Doesn't that feel a little hypocritical?
No, Phil, it doesn't, because I am the Homeowners Association president, and I can make those adjustments on a per-case basis. What Steve's doing right now is, I told you that these topiaries represent my breasts, and they represent my breasts lying down, if I were lying on my back, in other words. And I felt that his artistic rendering was very beautiful, but they looked, I guess you could say, a little too fatty, so I'm having him round off the...
All of this is going on while your neighbors, do you understand?
No, I understand my neighbors don't want it, Phil, but why do we have presidents? Are you going to go to Washington, D.C. and tell President Bush, no, don't go to Iraq? He's going to do it if he feels it's best for the country.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is another, here's Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I mean, come on, what is the president go to Iraq? I mean, what if he just came to you and said, all right, I want to kill you because I'm the president? You know, that just doesn't make sense right
there.
Well,
I'm sure he would have a good reason. He's the president of the United States.
But you would say, okay, I'm ready to die because you're the president?
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen.
How do you know? You're the president of your thing. That just doesn't make sense. What if the president wanted to do stuff like that?
You know, that saw or whatever he's doing is a little annoying.
Steve, can you... What was your question?
If you want people to see what you represent or who you are or something to represent you,
yes.
Why don't you put a sign outside your house that says the president of the homeowners association? Do you have any respect for yourself?
Well, of course I do. And where is that question? Well, what's wrong with showing everyone really what I'm, what I've got at the age of 39?
Are you worth our pair of breasts?
That a lot of these jealous women don't have.
Is that all you're worth?
It's one of the things.
Obviously, that's all it seems like you feel like you're worth, because all you're showing is your breasts.
I'm a multifaceted woman, and my breasts.
Well, why don't you show something that's more appropriate for the world to see instead
of. Women express themselves through their breasts, Kevin. A woman who's flat feels as if she's not worth it. That's why women enhance their breasts, because that's the first thing that enters the room, if you will.
My girlfriend does not want to enhance her breasts at all because she has an intelligent mind. She has no reason to want to show off her breasts. She does not express herself through her breasts.
Men in the neighborhood walk by our house, stop, and look as if they're going to have a stroke. I'm serious. So, the first thing that hits the
room... Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, these are men who are obviously admiring the... and it also reinforces...
But aren't you married, so why do you care if they look anyway?
I want their respect as the Homeowners Association president. And
that doesn't mean you have to show your breast and get naked.
Kevin,
that's
Kevin,
disrespecting
Kevin,
yourself.
If your girlfriend walked in the room tomorrow night with a 50 double D, what, are you going to tell her to leave?
Jesus.
A 50 double D, I wouldn't want to touch it, because I like my girlfriend the way she is.
You're going to tell her to leave the room?
I'm going to tell her I don't want to touch that.
You're going to tell her she's got big ones like that?
Excuse me?
Good Lord, I don't...
You're obviously talking to a young man with substance here. The two of you are, the woman's got huge breasts. He's got to be in love with her.
Well, you put me on there. She's got big cans like that.
And would you watch it with the big cans?
I'm 23 years old, you know, and I respect my girlfriend, and I love my girlfriend. There's no reason for all of that.
Move it to the left.
Now, you guys are putting a spotlight on it?
Mr. Hendry, I do not find this amusing. We have been harassed by our neighbors. But we're
because you're a moron.
I'm a moron?
You're putting a spotlight.
Yes,
I believe you're a moron. I'm not going to say you are.
We have two spotlights on the breasts, yes.
So in the middle of the night, your neighbor...
Floodlights, Mr. Henry. Halogen floodlights.
You got two floodlights on these breast bushes.
Yes.
That nobody cares to see.
Well, you know what? As the president of the Homeowners Association, I've made the decision. I want them to see this artistic rendering of a husband's love for his wife.
It's not even artist.
His love for her big breasts.
All right, Kevin. Thank you, man. I think you made very good points. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association about these bushes. These are called topiaries.
No, hold on for a minute. I need to have the halogen brighter on that.
And you guys have put two floodlights on these.
Yeah, they're two big flood lamps that Steve pulled off the top of his truck until we can go down and get.
All right, let me go over to Cindy. Cindy, go ahead.
Hi, this is Cindy from Yorba Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
I have number one, first of all, I'm glad your husband likes your breasts. That's terrific.
That's just wonderful
that he likes your breasts.
That a husband loves his wife's body after 18 years, I think is wonderful.
You know, I've been married to mine for 30 and he still loves mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's
have
neither here nor there. My issue with you?
Have you had
no, I have not. Mine are real and that's neither here nor there and I don't really care about that.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, and I don't care whether it was your boobs, whether it was your butt, or whatever it is, if it is against the Homeowners Association rules, you should not do it.
But I'm the president of the
Homeowners. But it doesn't make any difference. I have been president of many, many different organizations. That doesn't matter. That does not give you the authority to make these rules up as you go along.
Well, can I read?
Association mm-hmm. is an association, and it is ruled by committee.
Mm-hmm.
You are a president, and you
yeah.
should not, under any circumstances, have the authority to make a rule without the rest of the association involved in that. Period. End of discussion. You should be setting
Hold
the standards.
Hold on a minute. Cindy, I got a call here from, you know, Bob Werther?
I know Mr. Werther, yes.
All right, well, he's called the L.A. County Sheriff because apparently you've brought a spotlight in there, like they use at movie premieres?
Yes.
You got a big freaking spotlight at your house?
Phil, I think it is a healthy thing that my husband still loves my breasts after 18 years. Now, Cindy, I can read to you the executive order that I issued. This was as of January 15th. That our residence, which is in the Bougainvillea phase, will be, for the time being, exempted from Homeowners Association Regulation and CC&R with regard to landscaping.
You have the right to do that.
Yes, she's the president.
I'm the president. What are you talking about?
As president, you have the rule down. Now, how long is it before you take it back to your committee and your committee yays or nays this?
Let me tell you something. I've got a lot of neighbors coming around. We've got the spotlight going. They all want to see my breasts.
Oh, well, that's
and
wonderful that they want to see your breasts. That's not the question that I asked you.
Yes. What is your
question?
The question
that I asked you is, when do you take this to your association for a full vote of your association? Do you have
you know,
to do that?
You know,
is that a procedure? Don't go around and answer my question.
You know, I don't know who you think. What are you, Sherlock Holmes? You're writing
no,
a book?
No. The whole thing is
you
are sitting
here
telling me that you are a president of this association,
yes.
and because you have the association,
yes.
you should have blanket authority to do whatever it is you want, period, end of discussion.
Yes, well,
what I am telling
I
you is that in
option.
Any association that I have ever belonged to as a president or any other officer,
you must
get the approval of your association. I would suggest take it to your association. If they agree with you, more power to you. If they do not, remove it.
Well,
period.
First
of all, that's the rule.
The associate, yes, they'll say, oh, we don't like this and we don't like that.
Okay, then they've overruled
you, haven't
they?
They've been trying their power grabs for years, and I always smack them down.
You know something? You cannot be president forever.
Well, I smack them down. You know.
Well, I have a very strong personality myself, and I appreciate that in other women.
Cindy, I want you to hear something. Listen, we have literally got about 100 people here on the street now, and you know what they're doing? They're looking at my breasts.
Makes you feel important?
Can I ask you a question? Have your breasts ever attracted a crowd? I don't think so. You know, you really think it's funny, don't you?
You know something? I think is funny is that that's what's important to you. That's what's important to you.
Is
everybody comes and looks at your breasts. Is that really what you want to do?
Is
to whip them out?
Well, at least they want to see them as.
But
maybe
is that your next step? Are you going to go out on your lawn with bare-breasted? Is that what you're going to do?
When's the last time anybody asked to see your breasts? Thank you.
You know something?
Thank you. That
you
answers
know something?
My question.
People like to ask. People ask to see my breasts all the time. That doesn't mean I have to show them.
People ask to see your breasts
Absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely. Sure they do. You go to the river, they ask to see your breasts all the time. Doesn't matter.
I'm turning 50 here.
She's white
trash. You know something? It's not white trash. It's nothing.
Trash.
All men
I
want to
known
see
when they
boobs.
Said you're Belinda. I would have known.
All
right, okay, look.
Men want to see breasts. That's not
well,
that's
ordinarily
given.
I like to see butt.
Again, my
right,
problem
okay,
with
great.
You is that it's that you
I
need to
and,
that you
there,
need
I've got
to
people
approve
that,
this with your association.
You know, people want my autograph, so you'll excuse me.
Okay, you know something? Go get
yeah.
your autograph.
Yeah. yeah. No, they
it's,
want
it's,
my
it's
autograph.
Not appropriate. Well,
and you're
I'm
jealous.
Happy
well, you're jealous. You're jealous.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You know, and you keep coming back to that. You
All right, we got a break. We got a break.
That's your standard.
Well, you're really jealous. Well, you're just jealous.
Bobby Dooley, one more phone call before we go. This topiary your husband carved of your breasts was inspired by another woman who'd had breast augmentation?
Well, nowadays, Phil, especially here in California, every woman has had some kind of breast augmentation. It's really, really, it's pathetic if you really want to get right down to it. What is the next step? What's the next statement? How can one woman say, all right, so your breasts are larger than mine? Well, here is the next statement. And my husband, an artistic expression, a topiary, and you can hear him still carving it, because, frankly, I want them bigger, okay? So, do you want to hang me for that?
In the middle of the night, your husband's working with a saw, you've got a spotlight, two halogen flood lamps on them, and a crowd of neighbors around, numbering in the hundreds. Here is Rosie. Go ahead, Rosie.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling because I need to let her know that, this, you know, this is the way that you're going to be remembered forever and ever, amen. You know? And what's next? Your husband's out on the yard, too?
You know,
are you, aren't you proud of it?
That's really not necessary.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. What's
really
the difference?
Do they, there's no such thing as augmentation. Thank you.
Why does it have to be augmented?
Because
I might be,
this is what it's
just
about.
As they are natural.
This is
they don't have
about.
To be augmented. You are ridiculous. And as much work as you've done for your, for the
homeowners association, which
for
is,
the homeowners association,
yes.
None of that is going to be remembered. You're going to remember for your being on your yard.
You have to watch your language. I
what's the difference?
I won't speak
you are the one.
Well, hold on for a minute,
you are
Rosie.
The one.
Rosie, hold on. It's Phil. You got to watch some of these words. Believe it or not, the word you just said, which doesn't bother me, is against FCC.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can say breast, you can say boob, you can't say the T word.
Okay.
Don't ask me why.
I think it's stupid. I think you ought to be able to say.
All right, see, we had to edit that. I don't want you to say that.
Okay. I think that.
Rosie, if I could just say this. My husband, I agree with you, but you really got to see my breasts to believe them.
Honey, honey. You are not the only woman who has beautiful breasts. What if every woman out there went about deciding to display their breasts in their yard?
Well, you know
or whatever
how.
Part of their body that they were so proud of.
Well, I don't think it
come
would.
On, think about
well,
that.
Well, you're right. It would be wrong.
And
it would be wrong.
Of course it would be.
But this is different.
It's not different.
Yes.
And you know what? You
I'm
are
different.
Really doing a disservice to yourself. You sound like an intelligent woman.
Thank you.
But you are really doing yourself a disservice by
how
having
do you figure?
Done this, and your husband is even worse.
How's he worse?
Because this is supposed...
Hey, is this Rosie? I put the red bougainvillea right where the, you know, so it looks really good.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Your wife's breasts are supposed to be for you and you and you and your eyes only.
Well, it depends on whether,
and
like,
you
if
have
she
them
to
all
put her
there.
In a magazine.
Excuse me?
It depends on how much they're paying. I mean, and I don't mean it.
What does that mean, how
and
much they're paying?
What does that say about you?
Well, honestly,
what does that say about you?
If Hugh Hefner wanted to take a picture of them, I figured you could whip those babies out for that. Other than that.
And
right.
And I repeat myself. What does okay. that say about you and how you feel about your wife?
That I think she's hot?
No.
Okay. Rosie, we got to go. Thank you very
okay.
much.
You know,
thank
Rosie,
you
sound really, really smart. Almost like Whoopi Goldberg in that movie.
Anyway...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is that gospel music?
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. What your address is so they can come by and see this topiary that your husband carved of your breasts?
Yeah, Phil. We're at 3400 West Olive in Burbank. And
just take a 134 and buy it.
Yeah. And you'll see the big Klieg light. Just going back and forth. And when you see the sweeping Klieg light, you'll know that's where Bobby's boobs are. Bobby's boobs are right there.
Bobby's boobs are right there.
Yeah, I gotta just trim up a little bit more.
Will you shut that thing off, man, okay? It's driving me nuts.
Just shut it off, will you?
Jesus. What a hard ass.
Well, I'm just like, that's all I hear in my head is that thing.